Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Now, Portia Williams and the Brat are out, but we got a whole lot of heart and a whole lot of love. Make some noise for our special guest, Tori Hart and Moe.
Hey.
Love in the house.
Lovely heart.
Oh, and Gary.
Later on in the show, we're going to tell you which celebrity has a pet donkey.
Oh.
Hee-haw.
Exactly.
Donkey.
Plus, believe it or not, there are actually celebrities who don't like Beyonce.
What?
But first, there's only one thing holding back President Obama from picking up a cigarette.
What?
That's going to be his wife.
Okay.
That's good, huh?
That's good.
First lady.
Yeah. Well, they are your wife. That's right.
Obama gave up smoking over 7 years ago. And according to former House Speaker John Boehner, he still fights the urge. So John Boehner told a story about a meeting they had back in 2011. He said, I'm smoking a cigarette. They bring me a glass of Merlot. And we sitting there a little while. And here's the president drinking iced tea and chomping on a Nicorette.
Oh, wow.
Bless it. So she just wanted to be around for a long time.
Well, here's the thing. When asked if he ever seen Obama give in for a puff, he said, oh, no.
Okay.
He scared the death of his wife. Scared
yes.
to death.
Yes.
Good. Yes, that's good.
That's right, Michelle. Put your foot down, girl.
Yes.
Oh, really?
She seems very no-nonsense.
No.
Like, I'm not having it.
I actually, at one point in time, I was dating a heavier guy, and I told him he needs to cut back on the food or it's going to be over.
Really?
Troy, that seemed like you was threatening him. I feel bad for that poor guy. I mean, you should have gone to an anonymous class with him and helped him out instead of saying
no, just put the fork down.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Some self-control. No, that's what I told him.
All right, well, your boy Snoop Doggy Dogg has recently listed his top four influential hip-hop artists, and some of his picks might actually surprise you, especially you, Crack.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who he got?
All right.
Because I know Pac is in there. It got to be, right?
Well, Snoop told XXL his four rappers would be Jay-Z, mm-hmm. E-40, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Too Short,
mm-hmm.
and Diddy.
What?
I knew it.
I'm thrown by the whole Diddy thing, because Diddy ain't really like a rapper per se.
He said because, Headcrack, of the longevity and the way that they've been able to reinvent themselves over the years and stay relevant and true to who they are and remain in the top five in conversation, no matter what it is when it comes to hip-hop.
I'm sorry, I love you, Snoop, but Too Short, when has he ever reinvented himself? He is still singing about pimps and hoes, and he's 60. You cannot be 60 still rapping about pimps and hoes.
It's the longest living profession, but, you know.
This list, just throw it all away.
But you know whose list would probably shock everybody?
Who's?
Gary with the T's. Who's in your top four?
Yeah.
I like Missy Elliott.
Yes.
I love Lil' Kim. I love Foxy
yes.
Brown.
Okay.
And I love, who else I like, honey?
You needed somebody controlling your listening habits growing up.
I know.
This music is going to turn you to a male thought.
Yes.
He said a male thought. All right, well, moving on from rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Shelton once got some memorable advice from Kelly Clarkson.
Really?
Okay.
Yes. While introducing Kelly at Variety's Power of Women luncheon, Blake shared the story of when he first sang the duet, Don't You Want to Stay with Kelly Clarkson.
And I remember after the first time we did it, after I got done with my show, I was like, oh my God, people freaked out. That was so cool, you know? And she was like, yeah, good. I go, what? I mean, I'm a limited singer at best, but I was like, man, I thought I was hitting the notes. And she looked at me and she goes, I want you to sing the song like we've been.
What? Did he just...
Well, that's how you sing a song.
That makes sense.
What?
You got to
be like... Hoo.
I would have been horrified if I was sitting there with my quiche and salad.
Yeah, like, well...
Are you from a nunnery?
Yeah. Okay. Moni and Hickory, have anybody ever given y'all any advice to singing like that or do something like that?
I've been told to do something with more passion, to sing something, record something, and Prince told me that, actually.
Really?
Can I hear how you did it?
So I'm in the booth, and I'm like, I love it, you know, like that. I love it. Those words. I love it. And I'm my usual self, right? Mm-hmm. And then he's like, on the other side of the board, punches the button, and he's like, I need you to say that again. But this time with a little more whisper and passion. So I'm like, okay. So I'm still in the... okay, we're taking it right now. Right, let's go. And I'm like, I love it.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's not that sensual.
You went from, like, park mugger to, like, phone sex operator.
Did you just say park mugger?
I love it. Like, you sexed it up when you took it down and put some breath behind it.
All right, y'all. Now, there's a new study out, honey, that has found the key to happiness.
Oh, yes, share it.
We all need that, honey. According to Professor Maron Cerf from Northwestern University, the best way to boost your happiness is to choose your friends very wisely.
Oh,
that is a genetic statement.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
very
honey.
So.
Now, they said choosing the right friends, honey, is important because it makes our brain waves resemble those of the people we spend most time with. Now, this means that you pick up their desirable behaviors and ways of seeing the world without being conscious of it.
Okay. Considering you spend so much time in this room with Gary, you know, is there no friendship, no genuine friendship?
We hang out at work.
All right, Gary, what have you picked up from Headcrack then? What's the exchange here? What have you picked up from Headcrack?
Every now and then he wears hoodies.
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
My goodness. Are you...
Yeah, I mean...
I call him G-Boogie with the hoodie.
No! Yeah.
And I heard they get out of it because I don't want them to think I'm getting hard.
Please don't ever get hard around us.
Oh, okay. Ba-da-ba-bum. Stop it right now. Stop.
People think I'm becoming a thug, or, you know, I want to be a hood.
Nobody thinks you're becoming a thug.
Nobody can ever mistake you.
No.
I don't want to be a hood figure.
No. Nobody ever.
Not you.
No.
I have to worry about that.
No.
A monk at best.
Yes. All right. Well, I know it's hard, no pun intended, to believe, but there are actually people who don't like Beyonce. Shock horror, Gary. Ranker made a list of it. Now, Beyonce may be close with the Obamas, but Donald Trump, not so much. He's not a fan. He hated on Beyonce's 2013 Super Bowl performance, calling it suggestive and scandalous. Mm. And he said if he had danced like Beyonce, it would have been considered a national scandal.
Of course it would have been a national scandal. Yeah. Like, no man's supposed to dance like Beyonce.
Hey, yes. Come on now, Trump.
I'll tell you another thing then. On one hand, Wendy Williams, she claims that she's a fan of Beyonce, but then on the other hand, she makes shady comments like saying that B talks like she only has a fifth grade education, and she uses closed captioning on her TV to understand Beyonce's interviews.
Baby, Ms. Williams said that. Michelle, girl, I love Beyonce. I just don't understand what she's saying.
Well, B is very rich, so I'm sure it does not matter to her.
Ms. Williams is rich, too.
That was my Beyonce impression.
All right. Keisha Cole was not a fan of Beyonce's song, Bow Down. You remember that?
Yeah.
And tweeted, first black women need to stick together. Now bitches need to bow down. Shaking my head.
All right, bitch. Yeah. She said that.
Yeah, but I think it was just the song. So, you know. And Keisha, you know how sometimes you just try to stay relevant and stay in the media and the mix. I think that might have just been one of those moments.
A little bit of that open competitive spirit.
Yeah.
All right. Carrie Hilson's single, Turning Me On. She used the hook of B's Irreplaceable, but she changed the lyrics to, you can dance, she can sing, but she needs to move it to the left, to the left. She denied that it was directed towards Beyonce, but in a 2013 interview with Juicy magazine, she refused to hold the magazine with Beyonce on the cover.
There was always a weird little competitive thing going on with Carrie Hilson.
Yeah, and Carrie probably shouldn't have done that. Because we don't know where Carrie's at right now.
You think that had an impact?
Mm-hmm. Yes. The beehive went in.
I went to the mailbox the other day and got my mail, and Carrie Hilson was one of those have you seen me?
Now, would you be able to work on it with your ex? Some celebrities can. We'll tell you who. Next, Tori.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Hopefully your hangover is worn off. Now, we all know how hard it is to stay in contact with your ex after a breakup, but imagine having to work with them.
Oh, that'd be cute.
Now, there's a whole bunch of celebs out there who had to, like, stay in the hot spot after the breakup happened.
Like
let's talk about Jennifer Lopez.
Mm-hmm,
her and Mark Anthony, they will forever be connected to their children.
True.
But after they split in 2011, they still continued their TV talent competition, Que Viva the Chosen, in 2012.
Oh.
And then he even did a Spanish album together in 2016.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know they had to do anything together.
No love lost there, I guess. Let's talk about Justin Timberlake and Cameron Diaz. Now, they split in 2006,
mm-hmm.
but in 2011, they co-starred in Bad Teacher together.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, Cameron admitted that there was no one better for the part than Justin.
That was nice.
She allowed it.
Yeah, that was nice of
her. Way to be mature.
Yeah.
I like that movie, too.
Yeah.
Bad Teacher? Yeah, Bad Teacher
was good. Made it interesting, because people wanted to see if there was going to be some tension there.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Let's talk about Gwyneth Paltrow and Ben Affleck. Now, they fell in love while starring in Shakespeare.
Shakespeare in Love. I remember that movie. I didn't know they made themselves a thing.
Yeah, sometimes movies bring people together like
that. Okay,
yeah. So after breaking up, they went on to co-star in the movie Bounce, and they rekindled the romance for a year, and then they broke up for good.
Got it.
Aw, bless their spirits.
If that movie was called Rebound, maybe they could have stuck it out.
All right.
I'm just saying. Bounce. It's like an execute. Bounce. Out.
Rebound. Yeah.
That is true.
Fox and 50 Cent, they started dating in 2000.
Right.
And then they split in 2015.
That was ugly.
And they was airing each other out.
Yeah,
for
that was ugly.
Yeah, but despite airing out each other's dirty laundry, Vivica played an angry ex in 50's 2009 music video, Do You Think About Me? And she also jumped on the show 50 Central.
I remember that. And I saw that.
Love.
Yeah.
That was like one of the better sketches that was on the show.
Right.
Charlie Sheen, Denise Richards, they divorced in 2006.
Right.
And then Denise guest starred on Charlie's anger management show in 2013.
Okay.
And they even had makeout scenes together.
Oh.
Ew. That has to be difficult.
That's I'll make up for some TV time. Whatever, Charlie.
And that's why you've worked with your ex since the split.
Yes.
What are tips for people out there, not even just in Hollywood, but just in general, having to deal with a workplace environment where your ex coincides?
Mm-hmm.
I say, listen, put your feelings to the side, throw the emotions out the window. It is what it is. I mean, you still have to co-parent if you have children, so just make it work. And no, I have never slept with him again.
What? You ain't slept with that man?
Never again. Never, ever, ever.
Has he ever reached out?
I mean, I don't want to put anybody's business out there on TV.
Oh, okay.
No one watches this show.
Everybody watches this show.
All right, y'all, honey. Now, when it comes to weird pants, honey, Miss Jennifer Garner and Lisa Bonet takes the cake, honey.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. Now, Jennifer Garner has a pet chicken. Now, clearly, she is a fan of the movie, honey, Mean Girls, because Jen, honey, named her chicken after Rachel McAdams, honey, character Regina George.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, are chickens low maintenance? Like, what does it entail to have a chicken?
Nothing.
Pet.
Just
I don't know, because I would be too busy looking at it, ready to eat it. So.
Like a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Speaking of long walks, Lisa Bonet, honey, was spotted in L.A. walking her pet donkey.
What?
All right, bitch, you better walk that donkey, honey.
But you know what? That one makes sense more so than a Jennifer Garner.
Why?
Because Lisa Bonet was always, like, you remember
Sesame Street?
She was always the kid that was doing her own thing.
Yeah.
She walking a donkey.
So, like, if you could have any pet that's, like, unconventional, like, you know, like, not the norm, like, not your dog, not your cat, not your fish, what pet would you get?
I would like a dolphin.
Really? What would you do with said dolphin?
You know, they're just beautiful. They're just very mystic and, you know, creatures of the sea, and I'm into the underworld, so, yeah, dolphin.
Mm. You know, dolphins are like the Harvey Weinstein of the sea, right?
No, they are.
Oh, yeah, they're sexual predators.
Really?
Girl, you ain't never seen that?
No.
Them dolphins, they get you and then they hunt you.
All I did was kiss the dolphin.
And he liked it.
All right, guys. Taylor Swift is twinning with someone she doesn't even know.
Oh.
We'll show you who it is after the break.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation, and it's time for...
Take it or skip it!
And we hope you're ready to start the new year off screaming because Insidious, The Last Key, hits theaters on Friday. Have y'all seen the other ones?
Insidious.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
Now, it's the fourth installment of the Insidious franchise, and it follows Elise Rayner as she investigates supernatural disturbances in the house she grew up in.
To end this evil, I need to go deeper into the further. I don't have memories from this place. I have scars. I am gonna find it and I'm gonna finish it.
Oh, I say ticket.
twice.
Really?
So you into horror movies?
I love horror movies. I like to go to the theater. I have my blanket. I go to the reclining theater. I have my man with me, and he has to protect me. So it's all about a good scream. Uh-huh. You know, ladies, we get to act like damsels in distress at a scary movie.
Oh. Right.
Skip it.
Really?
Yeah, no, not that, no.
You're not into horror movies?
No, 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 I'm not doing that, no.
Why not?
No, no, no.
Did you have a traumatic experience?
No, no, no. Did you just see what I saw?
I did.
No, 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 no.
So fun.
No, I'm not doing that. That's not fun.
It's fun.
No, that's not fun. That's therapy, and it's no sleep for months. Like, no, I'm not, no. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
no,
okay.
No. Gary.
You know what? I mean, listening to Tori, I might want to take a page from her book and get a blanket and, honey, get it and be a damsel in distress and see how I like it.
So. It's so fun.
Ticket.
They love taking care of you when you're scared.
Oh, ticket.
They're going to ask you to leave. The type of screaming you do. They're going to be like, ma'am, ma'am, ma'am. Oh, sir, 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 please, you have to leave. Yeah. Oh, I, man, if I could see this tomorrow, I would, but I'm definitely here for a ticket for
air
me.
High five. I'm going with you.
We there.
All right, guys. If I didn't know any better, I'd think Taylor Swift had an identical twin sister.
Really?
Yes. The internet has found Taylor Swift's doppelganger.
Mm.
Now, her name is Lauren Cadman, and the similarities between the two are eerie.
Mm.
However, looking like Taylor is not always glamorous, Laura says. I've had people take photos of me without my permission, which is unnerving. Okay, boo. My mom gets bored of cashiers pointing it out because it happens all the time, she says. She wants people to see me for me and appreciate the pretty I am because I'm me, not because I look like Taylor.
Oh.
Okay, girl, just change your hair
exactly.
And your lipstick and your eyebrows and your whole complete Taylor Swift look-alike look.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not buying it.
The only thing I can tell is her lips are a little fuller than Taylor's.
Okay.
But otherwise.
I can see that.
Yeah, it's Taylor Swift. That.
But she does look like her, though.
Now, I mean, but you do, you know, you do subscribe to the theory that everybody has somebody out there that looks like them, right?
Absolutely.
I had a guy in school that looked like me, and people say, ooh, they thought we were brothers. And I'm like, no.
It's possible.
But, I know.
I mean, Texas was a small town anyway.
Okay. Port Arthur even smaller.
Right?
Okay, we've got a new study that might have you saying, ay caramba, next.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Now, y'all, I have some good news, y'all.
What?
Okay.
El alcohol pude por no dosar tu contentement o de domas extranoraros.
I don't speak Japanese. What did you just say?
Alcohol can improve your foreign language skills. Y'all didn't know that?
Oh, my God.
Y'all educated around this table?
It was the way you said it.
A study was done, y'all, by the University of Liverpool, King's College London, and Maastricht University. Participants were divided and given either a low dose of alcohol drink or a non-alcoholic drink.
Okay.
Now, here it goes, y'all. The participants were 50 native German speakers who had recently learned to write, read, and speak in Dutch.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, the results found that participants who had consumed alcohol had significantly better observer ratings for their Dutch language with specifically better pronunciation.
So basically what they're saying, when you're drunk, you speak a second language better. Right?
Better, yeah.
So do you speak English when you're drunk?
Yeah, it's always English.
Yeah. Does it get more Cockney, like My Fair Lady?
Oh, no, listen, it's fresh off the boat English.
Oh, really? Slave English?
When I've had a pint, it turns into, oi, I'm in the bloody door, you get me? What are you talking about, mate? Like, I wasn't even saying that to you. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I wasn't even talking to you. You know, you lot, you just sit down, right? You just shut up and sit down.
It's all fun and games here. Off with my head! And you got dip. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.